Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot Chats, the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's gonna teach you five new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate you. Thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this one. Does anything make you nervous about Carolina's defense? Anything you've read or heard about?
Yeah. Derrick Brown, Trayvon Moehrig.
And Nick Scorton. So the rookie, and we didn't love him coming out of A&M.
Nope.
But they're using him to his strengths. A&M would have him, and it was tough to decide, like, is he a three tech? Is he a five tech? Like,
right.
Where exactly should he line up? Watching them specifically against Miami, I like they had him as a stand-up outside edge rusher.
Sure.
And they did some of the loops with him that we were talking about the Cowboys had success with, and he actually played really well. And he is a guy that can get after the quarterback.
Yeah, but you know, it's funny, they've had trouble getting after the quarterback. If you watch overall,
yeah.
But I know exactly what you're talking about watching the
Miami game.
The Miami game. It just seemed like Miami was like the great deodorant for this team.
It might just stink.
Yeah. And no. I'm saying, that one of these things that Miami, even though Miami was up 17-0, they'd just completely fallen apart there. But I think defensively there's absolutely, and I think the guys that you mentioned, you need to be concerned about. I think you absolutely need to be concerned about Derrick Brown. I think you need to be concerned about A'shaun Robinson too.
Yeah.
Playing as that like almost like he could play like that one technique tackle inside, or he could play a zero technique nose, and then they could cover both guards.
Yeah.
You know, with the way that they play their front. But I would be, because I worry about with Robinson and maybe with Dallas, their ability to run the football or try to run the football, and how does that matchup with Hoffman always take place? But you're probably going to get a lot more double team stuff inside. Yeah. And trying, they, you know, Dallas, the one thing that I think that the scheme has done really well is the fact that it's not asking these Cowboys offensive linemen to come off the ball and win one-on-one all the time. Like when they're trying to move somebody, I mean, Booker, when he was in there, Booker can move somebody one-on-one. Smith can move somebody one-on-one. But the scheme's not asking them to do that. The tackles are helping, you know, with that. They're using the angles. We talked about the pulling. You know, Zach, you mentioned all the pulling and the trapping and stuff like that they've done. But they're playing to the strengths. But you got some guys, like you say, that pretty good point of attack players. And I mentioned a guy like Robinson. Mm-hmm. So I worry about how much is Hoffman going to be matched up against him one-on-one. Something to keep an eye on in this game for sure. I don't think they can rush the passer particularly well as a group. I think they're gonna try and do things with, it's like they as they come off the ball, it's almost like what Dallas was doing earlier in the year or some of these early games was just rushing up the field and trying to get off blocks. Nobody's winning with any regularity. There used to be a time where Carolina had guys that could win.
Burns.
Yeah, they had guys off that, you know.
Clowney.
Back in the day, who was a guy from that? Was it Green Bay that knocked the ball loose from our...
Jeff Heath?
No, that knocked the ball loose from Murray. I'm thinking of
Julius Peppers.
Julius Peppers.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Julius Peppers' name. But yeah, that's they've had guys like that before. They just don't have that guy right now.
Pat Jones had 7 sacks last year, but he's just an occasional flash. He looks like a good athlete.
He looks like a really, really good athlete. But when you watch him play, like he plays really, really tall. Hmm. The guy that won him is DJ Wonnum.
Yeah.
Is like the guy to me, number 98. He looks like the guy to me that has the most pass rush ability. When they have these guys that are real, they're real tall, they're linear guys, and they play that way. They let you get their hands on you, and so I think it's one of those things that you know, if Dallas finds a way, I think Dallas can run the ball on these guys though. I say that as far as maybe with the stuff with Robinson to keep an eye on him. But I kind of feel like that if you could play edges with these guys, and I mean edges in a way, if they're going to play these fronts where they have three inside your tackles, the down blocks, the combo blocks, the pulling, the things like that, they've struggled. Stink was right, by the way.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
About your cornerback,
J.C. Horn.
He plays in the boundary the whole way. That's what he does. He is a boundary corner, and when I mean a boundary corner, is he plays to the short side of the field. So if the ball's on the right hash, the boundary would be to the defense's left, offense's right.
Why does a team do that? Why would a guy make you a boundary corner?
Maybe the thing. Now this is where I. This is where I'm going to try and explain this, because you've seen guys like he was taking one spot after Patrick Surtain.
Yeah.
I think Surtain is a better player of routes than this guy. This team plays zone about 90% of the time. They play zone more than the Cowboys do.
I'm glad you said that. It's a third in the league in terms of cover three.
Yeah. They're going to play a lot because they're going to try and get your safety more down. They're going to try and get him down because that's where, at the Raiders, that's where he was.
Merrig. He is good at that. And they don't have a lot of guys, to your point, that are good at zone. Like Mike Jackson, former Miami corner, the Cowboys drafted him. He went to Seattle, played a lot of zone coverage there.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, they're trying to, and J.C. Horn's always kind of been a gambler type.
He has, and that's the thing about it is, when you talk to the Cowboys scouts about him as a player coming out, it was, he was a gambler, where Surtain was more of a buttoned up guy. Yeah. More, you could rely on him more. He wasn't gonna put you in harm's way. But you watch him play, they're playing 7 yards off and they're giving up plays. You know, they're giving up inside routes and stuff. So to your question, Dawson, is boundary corners, sometimes you don't have to cover as many routes. Mm-hmm. And they're maybe trying to keep him from having to cover so many routes. They might be worried about his health, though, too, a little bit, sure, him being banged up. But he's a guy that's not really super interested in playing. And I know Stink was talking about run the ball his direction. That is an absolute possibility there when you watch the way that they play. So,
well, I'm here for it, man. Javonte Williams will make you earn it.
But the stuff with – he does not have to, as that boundary corner, have to cover a lot of routes, especially anything breaking to the outside. Everything he can kind of keep everything inside to him, and then adjust and run with the coverage. But most of these boundary corners will use the boundary as an extra defender. Just they'll force that guy into the boundary, and then they won't let you run any routes from that.
So they run almost 50% cover three.
Yeah.
And Dak against cover three this year, third in the league in passer rating, completing a league high 83% of his passes versus cover three, and a league high 5 touchdowns. They might want to change that tendency because Dak will probably pick that apart.
I don't know if it'll change it for the better, though. I love this matchup for the Cowboys offense.
I do too. I feel like, though, that to me, it's like, we'll see what happens at the guard spot. We'll see what happens if Smith is back in there. I think that will help them inside. With some of the things that they're trying to do. And I also feel like that maybe at left tackle too, they can match up with Guyton being back in that as well. The protection, the play action stuff, I think is going to be good. I don't think these linebackers are particularly good for this football team. But I'll say this though, that the corners, you know, if, I mean, it's not one of these things you say, oh, go find the scrub, because I think the corners, I think these corners are good. I don't think they're great. I think they're good. Whereas last week you were able to kind of find, oh, go attack this guy or go attack that guy. I don't think that's really necessarily the case. But I think in the zone coverage, if these guys are going to give you 7 yards cushion, give Pickens and Flannoy and those guys the ability to run routes in your nickel, get about 5 yards cushion the way these guys are playing, I think you're free access in these routes. By all means, take advantage of that.
Roseboom had a good game against Miami, but you think that was just because it was Miami?
I think Miami. I just
Miami is so bad, dude.
I just think that there were some things. Him and Wallace, they were talking about that maybe he was calling the defenses and they took that away from him, you know, and they gave it to Wallace, and so that let him play a little bit more free. Yeah. I don't know. I don't particularly like either one of these linebackers at all, and I don't really particularly worry about their pass rush all that much. But if they're going to play a lot of zone coverage, you know, good luck with that and free access in these routes. I think the Cowboys can make some plays, and I think they can run the ball on the edge on these guys because they'll find a way to trap these guys. You can watch some of the early season, the early games, like watch Jacksonville against these guys. Jacksonville did a really good job with some of their pulling schemes and trapping schemes. They got guys to go up the field, and then they would just trap them, and then the ball would be inside. So. That was the Dolphins had no explosive plays against these guys. The Dolphins offense was awful against these guys running the football. Everybody else has been pretty decent with that. So I think that the Cowboys will be just fine here going against this defense.
Well, thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Trade deadline's coming up November 3rd, November 4th. It's within a month, and I'll have some trade deadline updates here coming up for you at 4:40 on the Fan. But up next, Woolchuck, I need my fix, man.
Don't tick off the playmaker trades and headbutts. That's next to the Nation.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.